Okay, I'm with Tanya Seymour at the Nature Reserve near Glamel. Tanya, are you a bird specialist?
Hello, no, I'm not really a bird specialist. I'm a generalist in my job. I work on the reserve nature and other sites in Crisbrays. And I can talk about a few species, bird species, but I'm not a specialist.
Okay, we can hear a few birds singing away merrily now. We can also hear an aeroplane, unfortunately.
Yes.
The first one this morning. Can you recognise any birds just from their song?
No, not really. Just the most common birds, not all the species. It's
like,
really complicated.
Like the cuckoo?
Yes, the cuckoo. It's easy. Everyone knows it. And the little tits sometimes, or other birds, but really a few.
Right, this nature reserve is 87 hectares, it's very big. Is it primarily intended to protect wildlife or to encourage people to respect and enjoy nature?
The primary is to protect the spaces, the biodiversity in there. And after, we can some people can walk on the path and discover the natural
richness
on the sites that we can manage and protect.
Do you actually keep a track of how many visitors come here every year?
Yes, we have.
You have an electronic counter?
Yes, I'm sorry. An electronic counter that counts the visitors on the path. And we have an ID of the numbers for a year.
And are the numbers up year on year?
We have the numbers for 2015, 5,000 visitors for a year.
That's not bad, but it's a lovely sight here. Maybe you need some more.
No. In Crisbrays, it's already nice. It's already enough, I think. And the site is not really big, so it's also a place for biodiversity, for birds, for animals, and it's a quiet place for them. So I think it's enough.
It's a quiet place, except for these airplanes. We must be underneath the flight path today. Okay. Do you actually keep a track of the number of animals here?
Yes, we have several. We follow the populations of different species, like birds, as we talked about it. We count the newt and the frogs sometimes in the year, for several times in the year. So it depends also of the needs for the reserve.
I've never actually seen a newt before, but okay, what's the most exotic animal you've seen here?
Most exotic? Yes, the newt, it's quite exotic when you see the colours.
So what colours are they?
Yellow, blue, it depends of the species. We have three species. We have the marbled newt. I don't know if it's the same name in English, but the marbled, so we have marbles on the body.
Are you always looking out for volunteers to help?
Yes, for a few actions in the time, in the year. Sometimes we need volunteers, and we see with the local people who is available for it.
Is it necessary for the volunteers to speak good French?
No.
Do you have any, or have you ever had any English volunteers?
No.
Right. Is there a full training program for people who want to volunteer?
No training. Everyone is welcome. We need curious people and volunteers. So good. It's good like that.
How important are reserves like this?
In here in Crisbrays, for example.
Well, or generally.
So we need some space for the species, wild species, because the human is everywhere and we occupy the space. So we need some places like the reserve and other space, like a network, to create a network everywhere for the species.
What exactly is this network?
Species, the wild species, are moving, so they travel from place to place, and so we need some trees, some fields, some pasture to provide the food for them, and so they're moving like us, like humans.
Right, you say this is a small reserve, but 87 hectares to me sounds quite big. How many people do you have working here? How many salaried staff?
In the association, we are now three, four sometimes. It depends of the missions in the year. Actually, we are four, and in general, we are two or three.
And the last question, Tania, what's your favorite animal?
I could say my favorite bird. It's a bird that we cannot find in Britain. It's a Milan Royal. So it's a bird of prey, quite big, and it's found mostly in the Pyrenees, in the south of France.
I would guess a golden eagle, but I might be wrong. Any listeners, send some postcards in to win that prize next month. Tania, thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.